And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, second hour of the Earshot 20. Here it is. You've been waiting for it. We're going to give it to you. The top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. Brian's got all the info for you as to what you'll find if you head to that website.
Yeah, if you haven't made your daily or weekly visit, go on over there now. It is earshot-online.com for Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, producing a national top 50 every single week this week for the week ending Tuesday, December 1st, 2015. We've been bringing you the top 20 albums of the week, and we're, as Anthony mentioned, about to go into the top 10, including a brand new number one. The list is made up of the top 30 charted albums across over 30 campus community radio stations on a weekly basis, 35 stations submitting their top 30 albums this week, as well as specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, interviews, reviews, monthly countdowns, yearly countdowns, so very much more. Go and check it out at your leisure, earshot-online.com.
Sounds like you get a place you get lost for days.
You could.
For days. And
just keep clicking next week, previous week.
it's all there.
Go back a couple of years.
Go back to when you were born.
Stations, but I don't think.
Find out what your. How long has this existed?
Not that long, I don't think.
No, okay. Sorry.
I mean,
within reason.
If you're talking to like a 6-year olds, there might be 6-year olds listening to our show that are computer illiterate.
That's true. So go back and check it out.
With their parents' assistance.
See what the number one song was when you were born. You can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. All right, we've got the top 10, as I mentioned, in this hour of the program. Steven's back with some more music news. Meg joins us from US Girls to chat a little bit about their album. They're on the charts as well. And Brian has the lowdown. I can't believe how much there is to put into this program. And all that is to say, next week, it's even bigger. I really, we're going out of 2015 with a bang.
Must have some good free time lately.
I don't or have free gumption. Time, but I have gumption. That's what that's what it is. You know what it is? I'm on vacation as of the 11th of December until the 5th of January, and so I just have this renewed love for everything in my life that isn't work related. I love my job, but it'll be nice to have a little bit of a break and then to be able to do some other things. Baking, that's on my list. That is one of the things I love to do during the holidays. It's to bake and make things. And then I'll bring things to you and I'll share the treats. What's your favorite?
You know.
Oh, it's peanut butter balls.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. That's a lot of people.
Don't steer me wrong.
No, a lot of people. Okay, so I know this. I don't want to take up too much time talking about this, but holiday treats are a big thing.
We'll have a whole holiday special to talk about it.
But I want to know, do you like the peanut butter ball dipped in chocolate? Do you like anything in the peanut butter balls? Coconut? Rolled in coconut?
All of the above.
All of them. Dates in the peanut butter balls?
Can't say I've ever had them, but I like dates, so I'm probably on board.
You'd be on board with that. I don't know what else. There's walnuts. You can put walnuts
in them. Yeah, sounds fine.
But then that's a lot of peanut. That's peanuts and walnuts. Anyway, so there you go, folks. If you want some
peanut butter balls. We'll delve into this at length in a couple of weeks. If you want to hear your regular Earshot co-hosts chat about treats for 4 hours, join us in a couple weeks.
Join us on Christmas Eve when we talk about that. Right now, we've got important music to get to because there are 10 albums waiting in the wings, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10.
All right. the top 10 is usually where you don't see tons and tons of movement, but sometimes there's some big rises or drops, and we're going to show you a little bit of both sides of that spectrum here. In our first set of music at number 10, it is down at just one spot. It's the latest from the Sheepdogs called Future Nostalgia, and we're going to hear a track called Same Old Feeling. This album was slowly rising up and had a big drop, and now it's back in at number 9, rising up from 38. The week before it is Telstar Drugs. They were at number 35, 25, 19. So they've kind of been all over the place. And you're going to hear a track from that one called Pulley. And then, Don't Wait Up, you're going to hear from U.S. Girls. And then we'll, of course, hear a track from them too. So it's going to be great.
There you go. Here's your number 10. It is the Sheepdogs, a song called Same Old Feeling. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
On the storm.
Lost Girls is the moniker of American-born Meg Remy, who is now based in Toronto. Her newest album has been in the charts with us for the last few weeks, and we caught up with Meg to chat. Meg, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hello.
So you released this record back in September, at the end of September, early October. How have things been going with the release now that the record is out?
I'm not sure. I've been busy, so I think things have been good. You know, that the releasing of the record and all that comes with it that's one of the advantages of being on a label. You kind of don't have to worry about that. You can just do what you do best, which is make music and perform. So I feel pretty sheltered from the nuts and bolts of a release, but I've been touring a lot, and feedback has been positive from people at shows on the record, and we sold out on all the tours, so I think it's a good sign.
Very good. And you've had quite a bit of music prior to this record being released on 4AD. Do you feel like your style, your sound has changed over time, or have you been consistent with kind of the style or the sound that you've been putting out with your other music?
I mean, I think it's changed and it's evolved, but the core is still the same, and it's me across the board. So.
Very cool. And so you also, in addition to releasing Half Free, you also released a really cool video for the opening track, Sorrel Feelings.
Uh-huh.
What was the process like for getting that video done and doing that? Was it a fun process for you creating that video?
Yeah, it was just me and my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law. So my mother-in-law is the one who's cutting my hair, and my sister-in-law is the one who filmed it. So I had a cartridge of black and white Super 8 film, and we set it up, and I got my hair cut off. It was a very freeing experience. It was a great, I don't know, I liked not wearing any makeup and it being kind of a raw thing. It felt pleasantly exposing, and I think it fits the song. And it was nice to have a reason to cut my hair off. And I can't, you know, sometimes you get a haircut and you regret it later, but I could never regret cutting my hair off for a good reason, like making some art. So.
And it's very, very exciting and a very awesome video. And so we're rounding down now. Brian and I have been talking about this for a while. We're talking about how it's getting close to the end of the year and we'll be coming into a new year. Coming into the new year, do you have plans to be out on tour, doing more shows, or is it going to be back to the drawing board in terms of writing new music, or does that kind of go hand in hand for you?
Beginning of the year, first 2 months will just be working on music and being with my husband and my family and just kind of regrouping a bit, but demoing for a new record. And then come March, we'll be going to Australia, New Zealand, China, Japan, kind of all of Asia. So that's very exciting. It's places I've never been and I've been wanting to go, so something to look forward to in the new year.
Awesome. Is there anywhere that you're going that you're most excited for that you've never visited and you're just really pumped? Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks very much for catching up with us, and we wish you the best of luck for everything to the end of 2015 and into the new year, and hopefully we get to chat again soon.
Yeah, I want to be number one on the charts again.
I'll see what I can do. I'll put a phone call in for sure.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. And here is US Girls right now on the Earshot 20, and we'll be back with more of the charts after this. Stick around, there's more on the way. We'll be right back.
That was Window Shades by U.S. Girls, their latest album, Half Free, at number 8, up from number 11. It's kind of been all over the place, including at the top spot at some periods of time not too long ago. And before that, we heard from our friends Telstar Drugs at number 9, up from number 38. Their latest album is called Sonatine, and we heard a track called Pulley. We kicked off this set of music, our second hour, the top 10, with the Sheepdogs with the track Same Old Feeling from Future Nostalgia.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us here on the charts and the program in general. We are counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation. And of course, putting some music news in there for you as well in this hour of the program. Stephen Karlick is back on the line with us. I was looking at the title of this story and thinking, how could I confuse people the most by saying that Brand New was putting out something brand new? It was all brand new and you'd be brand new to you. And then I thought, that would do it. So there you go. You can decipher what I just said.
Yes, the band, Brand New, another beloved sort of screamo band, not unlike At The Drive-In, who we talked about in the first hour. It's been a while. We're still awaiting their long-promised fifth studio album to follow up their 2009 album, Daisy. But while we wait for that, they've just announced that their 2006 demo leaks, which were disastrous at the time, are now being officially released, sort of as a retrospective thing. The demos leaked online nearly 10 years ago as they were gearing up for the release of their album, The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me. Originally, it was referred to as Fight Off Your Demons, but now it's coming as a cassette called Leaked Demons. The release was made available as a digital download and limited cassette, courtesy of Procrastinate Music Traders, and serves as the only official release of the demos as sanctioned by the band. It also marks the first time some of these songs have been given official titles. So there's a track listing at exclaim.ca where you can see the songs that were originally leaked. Some of them are, of course, demos from their 2006 album, The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me. Their best album, if you ask me, but that's debatable. So check it out at exclaim.ca. You can also see the red cassette that it comes out on.
Very cool. It sounds like something cool to do, and finally the band putting them out after so many years, kind of interesting.
Yeah, you know, leaking sucks, but to sort of recognize that fans love it, like what did leak, fans were very into it. So cool that they're officially releasing it.
Awesome. We've got some more news now. We'll talk about more new music. This is pretty big, pretty exciting news for Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah, and exciting news for fans. They have apparently wrapped up work on a new LP. Since releasing 2013's Heartthrob, Tegan and Sarah have buddied up with Taylor Swift, they've contributed to the Lego Movie, and they also celebrated the 10th anniversary of So Jealous, but they've been in the studio as well, piecing together their next album. They announced on Twitter on November 30th that work on their 8th record is pretty much wrapped. Quote, "We did it. We sequenced the freaking record. Finally, we master our new record tomorrow. P.S. That means it's done. Hashtag LP8. So exciting stuff from them. We don't know anything more than that. But Heartthrob did hear the sisterly duo taking their sound in a poppier direction using 80s synths. So who knows what to expect on this new one.
Yeah, they're a great duo, and you can go back and listen to a lot of their music. Also, uniquely, I heard a song that Tegan and Sarah did as part of a radio program that I was listening to. They actually did a remake of the Chipmunks Christmas song, and it was really unique. It was really something else. So there you go. You've got all kinds of opportunities to check out Tegan and Sarah, but know that something's coming up very soon for them, a new release. One more story before we get to your song pick, Stephen, and that is news about three bands joining forces for a North American tour.
Yeah, fans of heavy music will be excited about this one. These are two extremely revered bands and another sort of more cult favorite, but beloved in their own right. Napalm Death have announced plans to tour North America with the Melvins, and the tour will be opened by Melt Banana. The three acts have joined forces for what's being called the, quote, Savage Imperial Death March Tour. The trek will see them performing throughout the continent, including Canadian stops in Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver. Napalm Death bassist Shane Embury said in a press release that, quote, "We've been talking about doing a tour like this for a long time, so we are thrilled it's finally happening. Having been longtime fans and friends of the Melvins, we are very happy to be embarking on this six-week tour of musical madness with them and Melt Banana. Expect the unexpected." And then Buzz Osborne famous frontman of the Melvins, added that, quote, Napalm Death sounds like a gorilla on LSD firing a machine gun, and I mean that in a good way. We're happy to be heading out with the ultimate grindcore pioneers. So some very, very well-respected heavy bands on the way to your city if you live in Montreal, Toronto, or Vancouver. But tons of North American dates. Maybe plan a little trip if you're a big fan.
That's awesome stuff. It's funny, Brian would probably also say that I sound like a gorilla on LSD firing a machine gun sometimes. So I have something in common with Napalm Death.
He said the same thing to me, so I think maybe it's just his new insult.
He always means it in a good way.
He says it to everyone.
All right, Stephen, as always, thanks very much for joining us on the program. We always appreciate all the music news, and of course, exclaim.ca for that and much more. We'll turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. This song came out a while ago, but it's from an album that just was released a week or so ago. Artist named DJ PayPal, who works in the genre of footwork associated with the Tech Life crew, made famous by DJ Rashad, RIP, and also DJ Spin. His new LP is called Sold Out, but it is for sale. The single is called Awakening, and it's a really excellent mix of sort of skittering drums and some really awesome jazz horns. It's a very busy track. Don't get turned off. It's incredibly creative. It's incredibly sort of moving in a way. Check it out. It's Awakening by DJ PayPal on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Alabama Shakes, Joanna Newsom, Alessia Cara, the Wainwright Sisters, Sharon Jones, and of course our annual year-end coverage of the best of 2015. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
So
The year shot 20.
That was Elevator by Young Rival. They're at number six, up two spots this week, from the album Interior Light. And Never Better by Ott in there as well. They were number two last week, and they've been at number one this week, number seven, Sun Coming Down. And we also heard a pick, as we always do, from Stephen Karlick at Exclaim. This week he brought us a track from the new DJ PayPal release, Awakening.
Yeah, good stuff. All good stuff right here on the charts. Now, before we get back to the music, I do want to just give a big shout out to Meg from US Girls joining us on the program. And she does, she did put a plea out there to get her back to number one.
Yeah,
so
that's really good.
So, you know what, folks out there at campus community radio, keep giving US Girls a spin so that they can get back to the top of the charts. Although it is going to be tough to rival whom is at number one right now, and I think is probably could stay there for the rest of 2015.
It's possible.
I'm willing to put that out there.
If you came back from the future and you said, "Hey, I'm from the future, and this is what happened," I wouldn't doubt you.
What if I am from the future? I don't know. I'm not from the future.
Maybe I would doubt you because I'd say you made a really easy prediction. Tell me something no one could guess.
You're gonna win the lottery. We've got a few more tracks to get to. We'll give you number five, number four when we come back. Brian's got the lowdown for you, but first he'll tell you what's coming in those two spots.
All right, number five. This album didn't go anywhere this week. It's the latest from Metric, called Pagans in Vegas. This is its ninth week on our charts, and it's been charting on 14 stations this week. We're going to hear a track called Fortunes. And after that, number four, rising from the 13, Deer Hunter's latest is entitled Fading Frontier. You'll hear Duplex Planet.
She cracked, but I won't.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Duplex Planet by Deer Hunter at number 4, up from number 13 from the album Fading Frontier. And Pagans in Vegas is the latest from Metric, sitting still at number 5. And the track you heard was Fortunes.
That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Edmond. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. One more break from the charts before we give you the final 3 of the top 20 this week. And it's to give you a look at some of the albums that are debuting below the top 20. You won't hear from them this week. There's an opportunity, though, or a chance that they could make their way up. And it is the Lowdown.
All right, we got lots of great stuff to tell you about this week. 5 debuts this week below the top 20. We kick off the Lowdown at number 49 with Vancouver Brooklyn duo Unalaska's self-titled debut EP, which finds its way on 6 stations' top 30 charts after coming their way from Light Organ Records. Following up their early 2015 single Banks, Vancouver indie pop duo Roco Code have included it on an EP which is entitled Panic Attack. The release, charting on 7 stations and debuting at number 43, was recorded in a cabin studio amidst the isolated coastal forests of British Columbia, and it's the follow-up to the band's 2012 full-length debut Guns, Sex, and Glory, and a new LP is expected to arrive early next year. Up next at number 37, we find Moncton, New Brunswick's The Motor League and the punk outfit's newest album, Holding Patterns. It arrives via Sonic Records and follows up 2013's Acknowledge, Acknowledge. The Sylvia Platters play West Coast power pop with a short attention span, and the Langley, BC group have released their debut LP, Make Glad the Day, for you to fully experience 14 fast tracks. The album topped the charts on CIVL in Abbotsford this week, and also Fan Home on Earshot from stations in Windsor, Burnaby, and Winnipeg. And we close out the Lowdown this week at number 26 with the latest fine product from Hand Drawn Dracula, who recently released albums from Fresh No, Wish, and Cousins. Dropping on November 13th, Leaper is the follow-up to Toronto-based dream pop outfit Belief's 2013 self-titled debut, Bound to Climb. It was featured on 6 station charts this week after debuting the week before on Just 2.
Well, there you go. See, all of this information that you've gotten access to has just made you sound incredibly intelligent when you're doing this stuff. I'm impressed. Not to say that you're dumb, but I just
who ever thought you were leading it that way?
I don't know. I just wanted to clarify in case people
only
thought
you
that.
Did that. That was all you.
All right, we've got 3 more tracks before this hour is complete. Brian, what's coming in at number 3?
All right, it's been on the charts for 10 weeks this week, and that includes a number 1 spot. It's first number 1 spot the week before, but it falls not too far to number 3. It's on 14 stations this week. Dilly Dally's Soar, their fine debut for Buzz Records. Here's a track called Ice Cream.
The streets are fading into sun, driving the star black in my face.
Yeah. Texas now.
Shot 20. Number 2.
When you're in love, it doesn't hurt. When you're alone, it gets much worse. You say it's stupid to be upset. You smoke another cigarette. Why would you wanna hide? We will see you through. About your love, when everyone else goes to bed, I see you walking in my head. The way you move seems so assured. I look again and I'm not sure.
Shot 20. Number 1.
Just like my soul.
It's the Earshot 20.
And on its third week in the charts, rising for number three, it is atop our charts, Grimes from the album Art Angels. You heard California. Last week, number four up to number two, Magical Clouds, Are You Alone, is his latest album on Arts and Crafts. You heard Easier Said Than Done. And we kicked off our final set for this week with our number one last week, Dilly Dally from the album Sora. At number three, you heard Ice Cream.
There you go. That does it for us for another week. The Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Hammond. Brian Cleveland, also in studio, record and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We broadcast every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, also online at radioforall.net, and you can podcast the show on iTunes. Next week, last show, we've got bands, we've got music, we've got interviews. It's all going to be great.
Of the year, you should specify.
Of the year. Last show of the year. Correct.
Don't forget about us.
Don't forget about us.
2016.
We'll be back in force. Until then, though, until next week, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.